RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it. For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
What? It's Friday. How did that happen? All right. Michael Phillips here. MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Big weekend ahead in the world of sports. You know we'll wrap it all up. Our guy Parney is here. It's Friday, so it's Parney time. Parney time at 11:15 today. Set your clocks. Set your watches. What time is it? It's an hour 15 minutes away from Parney time. We'll also play my conversation with Kevin Sheehan, who is, I don't want to play favorites. I think, like, I'll play favorites. Grant and Danny is like my favorite show that we air. I love Grant and Danny. I think everybody knows that. If you remember back to Bud Light Big Game Week, you know, Grant's my guy. We spend a lot of time together. That's like a personal thing. Just raw knowledge and like radio ability. Kevin Sheehan's like, he's got it. He's got the total package. I always love chatting with him. We chat Commanders at 11:30, recap the draft, put a bow on this week. All right, yesterday I may have spoken prematurely because we talked about the Squirrels. They're in Akron. The Akron Rubber Ducks, can't stand them. They've won 9 in a row as of yesterday. Unfortunately, they picked up their 10th consecutive win yesterday. I called it a must-win game for the Squirrels. You can't bounce back from that when you take the L there. That's all right. I think tonight's the night. I feel good about tonight. Akron Rubber Ducks have now won 10 in a row. It's baseball, man. We'll get this. We'll get this going the right direction. I'm not worried. Squirrels were 3-3 entering the bottom of the eighth when Akron pushed ahead. The game-winning run went on to win 4-3 at Canal Park yesterday, the Akron Rubber Ducks. So they've won every game of the series so far. They're on a 10-game heater. Hard to argue with that. That's all right, though, because tonight, John Michael Bertrand toes the rubber for the Squirrels. He threw 7 innings of no-hit baseball last week. Just saying, we're coming for you, Akron. Tonight's the night. That's your Squirrels update. Next week, 1 week exactly from right now, Friday, May 10th, 10 o'clock a.m., we're taking this show on the road. We will be at TGI Fridays in the near West End at Broad and Glenside. TGI Fridays in there. It's always Friday. This will actually be a Friday, though, so it's double Friday at Fridays. It will be the most Friday you've ever experienced in your life. Come on down. Have lunch with us Friday. The show ends at noon. The party doesn't end at noon. I'll be hanging out. Some of your favorite Odyssey people will be hanging out. We will have a great time on Friday. We're going to do the show live. Maybe we'll bring some special guests over and make it fun. TGI Fridays, next Friday, May 10th. They open at 11, so the first hour of the show will just be me sitting in an empty TGI Fridays. That sounds promising, too. I'm not going to lie to you. That sounds promising, too. The fun begins at 11. That's when they open the doors. You can come in, have some mozzarella sticks, have some wings, have some potato skins,
yeah.
Have some ribs.
Make it a party.
I'll be there. A bunch of your Odyssey friends will be there. TGI Fridays, next Friday, 11 to 1. We'll have the show live. Show ends at noon. We'll hang out. We'll high five. We'll talk sports. We'll do all the things. There'll be a lot going on. This weekend, though, there's a lot of sports going on as well. Oh, and we don't have Gary Hess today. No Gary Hess today. It's normally Friday Fun with Gary. Gary is on what he called his guys trip. Gary Hess out there making trouble.
Oh.
Him and his guys go golfing every year. And we were having a laugh about it because my idea of a guys trip is actually remarkably similar to Gary's, minus the golf. I'm not a golfer. That's all right. I'll get old someday and figure it out. But Gary's like, you know, our wives for a while were very concerned, like, you know, what are you doing on this guy's trip? Are you going to strip clubs? You know, are you doing things you shouldn't do? He said, here's what we do. We play golf all day. We come back. We drink whiskey. We watch sports. And then we fall asleep.
Good day.
I said, Gary, that's the perfect trip. pour one out for Gary this weekend. Having the time of his life.
Seriously.
So don't come on this show. Yeah, go. Go. Have fun.
Leave. Yeah.
Yes. I love it. They're down North Carolina golfing. Probably great weather for that.
Nice.
A little toasty, but that's all right.
That's okay.
That's what the drink cart's for.
Exactly.
Hydrate up.
Golf cart's got a roof.
I was good at golf once upon a time. My dad, big golfer. My brother, big golfer. I took the lessons, you know, as a kid. Learned to play golf. Was, you know, golfed through high school. Went to college. Didn't take my clubs. From college, drove 20 hours out here to Virginia to start a new life, didn't take the clubs, and then next thing you know, you look up and it's been 17 years and you haven't played golf, and you're over at Top Golf and you're like, how hard could this be? And the answer is yes, that hard. It's not like riding a bike. You can't just jump right back on.
You got to be invited on this buddy's trip, on this guy's trip.
I got to practice first.
That's true.
I can't go. I've played golf twice in the last 10 years.
Okay.
I mentioned my dad and my brother, both big golfers and remain big golfers. We were on a family trip. We went to Aruba, and they were going to go play golf one day on the trip, and they invited me along. I said, look, like, how much is it? And, you know, it was a lot. It was like 150 or whatever. That'd be a waste. Like, I'll come with you. I'll hang out in the cart. I'll yell at you while you shoot, you know, whatever you need to, you know, to make sure that my presence there is nice. They looked it up, and there's two golf courses in Aruba. There's the side of the island with the beach, and then the other side of the island doesn't have a beach, but they used to drill for oil there.
Okay.
And so they don't anymore, I guess. They got all the oil, they're tapped out. But when they had the oil, like all the rich people from Texas did business there.
Oh.
So they built a golf course on that side of the island.
Oh.
But it's abandoned now. And so there's a guy at like a little like hut at the entrance, and he charges you $10 and you can go,
wow,
go play around. They don't maintain the fairways, but they do have goats. So it takes care of itself.
Yeah.
So you just hit around the goats. was like,
nice.
Now I'm double worried. I'm going to hit a goat here. I'm going to get run out of the country. I didn't hit a goat, though. It's like,
very nice. Good job.
National Geographic golf out there. That was fun. And then at the Super Bowl a few years ago, when we were doing Bud Light Big Game Week, my guy JP Finley, who hosts in DC on Odyssey, I love him too. When I pick favorites, I'm not saying the other ones aren't my favorites. JP's my favorite too. He was out playing golf. He invited me along in Arizona. I jumped in. I was running late, as you know, doing interviews or something. Got there when they were on like the 11th hole, played in with them. So I can say, you know, I shot a 70 that day. I just only played 8 holes.
And you don't have to mention that part.
That's NBA last night, we told you the place to be was Sixers-Knicks, and the place to be was the Sixers against the Knicks. Here's Jalen Brunson making some magic.
Knicks lead 109-108, 58 seconds to go. Brunson gets it into Anunoby, right back to Brunson. Drives on Oubre, inside the foul line, knocked from behind, gets the roll, plus the foul!
This one went down to the wire. This was everything you hope for in a game. Look, would I have loved a Game 7? Yes. I was really hoping for a Game 7. Do I feel great about what we got? I do feel great about what we got. Got 6 great games of basketball, great storylines, teams that hated each other, players that hated each other, cities that hate each other. That's the most you can hope for right there. The better team won in the end. The Sixers made it a game, but man, the Knicks were taking care of business. They did not want the Game 7. They looked good. And then looking ahead, right? Looking ahead, because we're always looking ahead. It's Pacers-Knicks now. You know, throwback to the Reggie Miller days at the Garden. You know, we'll get to see those highlights, Spike Lee and Reggie Miller jawing at each other. But I'm going to declare it. The Knicks are better than the Pacers. Knicks-Celtics, maybe, a little bit. That would be a heck of an Eastern Conference Finals. Get a little Knicks-Celtics, both playing great basketball. Boston to New York, taking the train. What's my NCAA tournament rule? If you want a matchup, it's not going to happen. I think this one's going to happen. NBA is a little more predictable. You get the best of 7. You get the read on this. If the Knicks play like they did last night, they'll be at the Garden in no time. Disappointing end of the season for Milwaukee, though. Milwaukee loses by 22 to the Indianapolis Pacers. The Indiana Pacers, look, you lose your 2 players and your 2 top players. It's tough to go on. Here's Doc Rivers.
Last game, we were the first team in NBA history to win a game with your 2 best scorers out. I mean, that's history. That's not like one game or one year. It's hard to do, man. Like, take Jokic and Murray away. You know, go to each team and take your 2 best players away. It's going to be hard.
That's the takeaway here, right? The takeaway is you lose your best players, and, man, that's that team was assembled to win this year. Then it turned out they weren't ready to win this year. And all of a sudden, you know, what do you have? You've got a lot of money invested in a team that fell short of expectations. Phoenix can tell you about that too, except without the injuries. That's just an underachieving team in Phoenix out there. Tampa is moving on, and the Toronto Maple Leafs force Game 7. Bruins Maple Leafs Game 7. That one's going to be a treat. I love that series. The Bruins would be the first team in a major sport to blow 3-1 leads in back-to-back years. That'll be on their minds. Nice to have Toronto not under the pressure for once there. And in the world of baseball, it's the Baltimore Orioles in first place in the AL East.
The 1-1. Hit on a line to center field and fairly deep. Grissom is back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. He leaps, and that ball's gone. Ryan McKenna, a solo shot to center. The Orioles have gone deep twice in the fourth, 3 times today, and they have a 3-1 lead.
20-11. Break up the Baltimore Orioles. All that, and Holiday's back at AAA. Imagine when he gets rolling in the majors. Love to see it in Baltimore. Love to see somebody on top of the Yankees, of course. Red Sox hanging in there, 18-14 this year. They're in third place in the division. It's going to be fun to watch. All right, when we come back, our guy George Templeton is going to make some Kentucky Derby selections, which is great because I'm not going to make some Kentucky Derby selections, so I'm glad we got the pro on. That's on the other side of this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. It's Friday. It's Parney time. We love Parney time with our guy. Here's the deal. I just asked him. Parney's in the airport right now in Atlanta. And I asked him if he's flying on Southwest or Delta. You can go ahead and bring Parney on here. So I asked Parney if he was on Southwest or Delta because I'm going to the airport like right after this. I'm going to get on the Southwest plane coming here from Atlanta, but Parney's on the Delta plane. I'm hoping to run into Parney at the airport in a few minutes. That's the bottom line here. Parney, we've done three Parney times now with you. Three different states. That's a pretty good run. I'm excited to see where you pop up next week.
Yeah, well, yeah, me too. And what time is it?
Parney time! Woof!
That's right, baby. It's Parney time. That's right. So last week we were in Detroit when we did this. Today we're in Atlanta. Oh, by the way, I did bump into Bussy last night. Jerome Bettis lives in Atlanta. And so he said that he's hung out with me 2 weeks in a row, and his wife said no more. He can't hang out with me more next week. So.
That's the official cap.
Yeah, but I think I'll be at home next week, but I'm taking my family to Las Vegas the week after next. My entire family, we're going to go to Las Vegas for a Maroon 5 concert and then Shania Twain. So the Parnells are rocking and rolling right now.
The Maroon 5, that's at the Park MGM. That theater is spectacular. It sounds so good in there. You will have a great time.
Yeah, well, I promised my wife to go see Maroon 5 before COVID, so I'm finally getting around to it. It only took me 5 years, but it took me 10 years to propose to her, so we moved slow.
I'd say you're picking up the pace there, 10 years to 5. next ask, she's only got to wait 2.5 years. That's a big win right there.
That's right. But we had a great week down here in Atlanta with Chamber RVA. It's our annual intercity visit. A lot of community leaders, a lot of business leaders. We went over to, we had 50 people toward the Battery the other day, and a lot of momentum for the Diamond District. Big vote coming up on next Wednesday for city council, and we should be rocking and rolling after that vote's made. So a lot of really great conversations and a lot of really great, as I said, momentum for the Diamond District, and as far as the Squirrels right now, the boys are on the road. One of the longest road trips of the year. I think they don't come back for another week and a half. So everybody should get ready for the next homestand. I think it's the 14th through the 18th. Is that right? I don't have a calendar in front of me, but
14th through the 19th. The 19th is the Sunday. Yeah, but they're back on the Squirrels back on the 14th. It's a 2 week road stand, longest of the year. But that means you get it paid back later. You get the long homestand over the summer.
Yeah, I think that's the first 2 weeks of June, if my memory serves me correct. So. But we also, when I was down here, I've talked to our people from Octagon Sports, and the final details, MP, for the first taping of the Parney Time podcast has been made. So I'll get with you on that, because you're going to be one of the first official Parney Pub Clubbers, and you will be at the first taping.
I mean, I will clear my calendar. I will make sure to be there for that, the inaugural Parney time. I think we're all looking forward to that. And before we go any further with Atlanta, tell people how they can follow Parney time so they can get in early.
Yeah, so go on Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube at Parney time, P-A-R-N-E-Y-T-I-M-E, Parney time.
Parney time. There you go. Now, the Battery, which is where the Atlanta Braves play in Atlanta, everybody associated with the Commanders. I'm talking ownership, management, regular people. When I ask them, what do you want the new stadium to be like as they play in the new Commanders stadium, they all say, man, Atlanta knocked our socks off. Like, the Battery is so cool. What is it about the Battery that's amazing?
Well, I mean, I think it's a couple of things, and a couple of things are really, parallel to what we're doing in Richmond. I mean, it's taking an area of the city that is very well traveled, but needed help, and they literally built a city around it, and so that's kind of what we're doing, on the 67 acres. That's 102 acres. But they were very thoughtful in what they put in there. I mean, they have one of every kind of restaurant you could imagine, right? And just the connectivity to the Braves is something that we're going to have in the Diamond District. It's like it's all these things you can do. The battery, and you will be able to do this. You can do all these different things. You can have 15 different experiences. They have, and I didn't know this. They have a little amphitheater, but a little 4,000 seat concert venue right in the battery. So you can go to a concert. You can go to a movie. You can go to any kind of restaurant. You can go to a Braves game. And then the thing that really knocked the socks off of the chamber people, they just have areas where you can just be too, like green areas where you can lay a blanket out. They have these big, huge screens, and they show the Braves games when they're on the road. So there's so many different types of experiences, and that for me is why I'm so excited about the Diamond District. People think I'm excited about the Diamond District because of the squirrels and the much-needed, much-anticipated new ballpark. But that's really not it. I'm excited about what people that live in the Richmond region are going to be able to do in the Diamond District 365 days a year. Now, I also have to say I'm also excited that they're going to be able to drink a lot of Budweisers and Bud Lights because Dave Strakowski from Brown Distributing sitting right across the table from me here at the Sky Club.
You know, I saw our guy JR the other day, and he said, where's the Super Bowl next year? Because we did Bud Light Big Game Week out there in Vegas. I said, we're going to New Orleans in February for the Super Bowl. I go, I'm gonna have to tag along for that one. We may have to do party time on location there.
Well, all right, sign me up. I'm ready.
We call that the home and home in the business.
There you go. Getting back to your question just for a second, like, it was really cool for me to see so many business leaders have that aha moment. Like, we've been talking about the ballpark and the Diamond District for so long, it was really cool for people to look at me and say, hey, Party, this is kind of like what we're going to have? Are you kidding me? And I'm like, yeah. I mean, it's going to be smaller. As I said, 67 acres is compared to 102, but it's the same type of feel. And Richmond's going to have a first-class destination for people all over the country. They're going to be coming to Richmond to visit the Diamond District, and that's really cool.
Yeah, they are. It's going to be great. And as you mentioned, this isn't about the games themselves. This is about what happens year-round there, too, because, you know, the businesses, the shops, people are going to live there. That, you know, there will be a lot of development there that's not related to the baseball.
Hey, you know what I want to make sure don't even forget this, but there's going to be a Parney's Pub.
So I've heard.
A real live Parney's Pub, right? Just like Jerome had the JB36 Grill in Pittsburgh. I don't know if you're ever there. Same type concept, right outside the ballpark, right outside the stadium in his case. But we need to build a radio booth inside Parney's Pub so you could do your show.
Yes, sir.
While you're having Bud Lights at Parney's Pub.
I love it so much. It reminds me of any time you talk about celebrity restaurants. Mike Shanahan had one in Denver. When he was coaching the Redskins, we went out there for a Broncos game, and he was dining in the private room in back with Dan Snyder, and the rest of us were munching on steaks with the commoners.
Same concept. I think Eddie George has one in Columbus.
Sure.
Mike Dicka has one in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, same. I'm not as big of a name as all those people, but I'm still going to have a Parney's Pub.
You're a Richmond big name, though. In Richmond, the Parney's Pub name has some juice. Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I'm just big. This is the point of the day where I get worried about the seatbelt on the airplane being too small. I get anxiety over that.
It's when Justin Verlander retires, he can come back and he can co-brand. We'll get some baseball celebrity action.
There you go. I'm in.
All right. Parney time. Always love having Parney time on. What are you looking forward to this weekend, Parney?
I'm going up. I'm landing, picking up Tanya, and we're going to Philly. My brother-in-law, who you met at our wedding, Dan, Pastor Dan, is getting an award in Philly, so I'm going to go up there. And who knows? I might pay a quick little visit to Larry Anderson and my buddies at the Phillies while I'm up there. But that's what we're doing, family stuff this weekend, so I'm excited about that.
Philly fanatic, one of the great mascots in all of sports. That's that has stood the test of time right there.
Did you know that Dave Raymond is the founder of the Philly Fanatic? You know who his father was?
No.
His father was Tubby Raymond, the legendary football coach at the University of Delaware.
Oh, that is some Parney time trivia right there.
You always learn something from Parney time, baby.
6 degrees. It's not even 6 degrees of Parney time. It's like three tops. Three degrees of Parney time tops. But, you know, we'll make friends at the Atlanta airport. I'm getting to the airport. I'm gonna see you at the airport in a few minutes. That's my mission.
What's your flight?
My flight's at 1:30. Flight's at 1:30. We're going to Chicago. My wife's cousin is graduating college, so we'll go family business up in Chicago as well. We'll take the kids to the museum, do the things. But I'll give you the fist bump in the airport as we're coming and going.
Look at us being the family guys this weekend.
Just family time, party time, MP time. Life's good, man. Life's good.
All right, buddy. Be safe. I'll see you at the airport in like 2 hours.
I'll look forward to it. Have fun. Go nuts, Parney.
Have fun. Go nuts, everybody. Party time.
There he goes. Party time. We're back. My chat with Kevin Sheehan about the Commanders on the other side. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Now that's a beat. That's Friday music there. That's George Templeton's music. We'll get to George in just a second, but right after we talk to George, we're going to give away a Wawa gift basket. So hang around at the end of this segment. Your chance to win a gift basket from our friends at Wawa celebrating their 60th anniversary. It's MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the Odyssey app as promised. Our guy, George Templeton. It's sometimes our friend, sometimes our foil. Depends on the opinions of the day, but we always love him. And he knows the horses, so nobody better to have on here for Kentucky Derby Week. George, what's up, dude?
It's good to be with you. It's good to be with you again, talking horse racing. It's a big weekend, one of the biggest weekends of the year in American horse racing, because you have the Oaks today, which is the Derby for the three-year-old fillies. And then you got all these great undercard races as well, a lot of grade ones, grade twos. This is where the picture starts to take shape for those Breeders' Cup races that are on Saturday, the turf sprint, the sprint, the classic, those kind of races. You see a lot of those on the undercard of these big races that we have in the Triple Crown, and things start to take shape here. And so I look forward to this time of the year quite a bit.
They load them up. Load them up today. Load them up tomorrow. Full card of races both days out there in Louisville. Some good races. Of course, you can bet on those in Virginia on the apps or at the Rosie's off-track counters. They're having a Derby Day party tomorrow out at Colonial Downs if you head out to New Kent Hat Contest. If you would take your hat out there and do that. All right. Let's get to the fun, George. Who do you like here?
Well, the weather is going to affect things. I was kind of thinking we weren't going to have any, but we've had rain today, and there may be more. So there are certain horses you have to upgrade, especially for tomorrow, if it's going to be an off-track, a muddy track, a sloppy track. Any horse that is a son or daughter of Justify, so that would be Just FYI today, and that would be Just Feel or Just a Touch tomorrow, because Justify, one of his most impressive performances was in a almost tropical storm-like weather in Baltimore when he won the Preakness. That was one of the muddiest tracks I've ever seen in my life. And most Justifies, or most sons or daughters of Justifies, like the mud. And it's no exception. And I would also throw Mystic Dan in there, who won on a very muddy track in the Southwest Stakes at Oaklawn Park, being Just Steel. So anybody that's a Justify horse, you want to upgrade them, and Mystic Dan's another one. So the one I love the most is Fierceness, because I bet Fierceness in the Juvenile last November, and he won impressively, and he crushed everybody in the Florida Derby. If he runs that race that he ran in the Florida Derby, he's going to win, but the problem is it's hard to run that race in a 20-horse field, especially if it's going to be a muddy track, because he's got to get to the front, and when he had to face a little bit of adversity in the mud in the Champagne Stakes at Aqueduct I think it was October, and he got a lot of mud kicked in his face, it didn't go well. And it's going to be tough to get to the front from post-17. So the key to this race is, can Fierceness get to the front or close to it, maybe two or three lengths off the rail, and not use himself up too much? Because you got horses inside like Dornock, who's the full brother of Mage, who won the Kentucky Derby last year, who are going to go. Track Phantom's going to go. It's not going to be a slow pace, even in the mud up front. It's going to be, you know, 23 and a half or faster in all likelihood. And Fierceness might have to use himself up to do that, and he might not be able to stay the mile and a quarter in that case, even though in normal circumstances he can get the distance. So it's going to come down. It's going to kind of come down to that, and again, how muddy it is. You know, if it starts raining again today, and they get more rain overnight and in the morning is what is being called for, then there's no way that track's going to be fast by, you know, 6:30 tomorrow, whenever the post time is for the Derby. It's just not going to happen. So that's going to be the key to this race. it's a fascinating race because there's a lot of interesting stories and a lot of interesting horses that are in it that you can make a case for.
There's always a favorite, but it sure seems like anybody can win this one.
Yeah, no, there always is. But one thing that's interesting is that a lot of times when you get a muddy track, you can eliminate maybe half the field. But there's been so much rain in places like Arkansas, Louisiana, New York in the last year that most of these horses have run on and off track. So you got and some of them have had some really good performances. A lot of people like Sierra Leone, who's a deep closer, but he's done well on off tracks. You know, he won the Risen Star in Louisiana when it did nothing but rain every day in Louisiana. It felt like for 2 months during the Fairgrounds meet. So it's going to be a tougher race to call than normal. I want to throw you to two long shots that I think are very interesting. One of them is called Endlessly. Now, he's never run on dirt. He's either run on turf or synthetic. He's won his last two starts on synthetic, including the Jeff Ruby Stakes at Turfway Park, and that's the same race that Rich Strike came out of and shocked the world at 81-1 a couple years back. He was supposed to go to the American Turf, which is on the undercard on Kentucky Derby Day. That's where his trainer wanted to put him. The owners overruled him. If he can handle the dirt and the mud, Endlessly might be good enough to shock some people. And he's 30-1 on the morning line. He's going to be a big price because most people think when you overrule a trainer, it's a mistake. So that's one that I'm interested in, and I could be using in the exactas and trifectas, even superfectas. And the other one I got to throw in there is Society Man, and it's only because the guy on his back is probably the greatest to ever do it. Frankie Dettori, who's dominated turf racing all over the Northern Hemisphere for 30 years. If you're a casual fan, you only would have seen him at the Breeders' Cup, but he's won 15 Breeders' Cup races, including a Breeders' Cup Juvenile and a Breeders' Cup Classic. And if he could win the Derby and do the flying dismount at 53 years old, riding as good as he ever has. A couple weeks back at Santa Anita, he had a day where he won 6 races in one day, including like 4 or 5 in a row in the middle of the card. It would be incredible. And if anybody can work out a trip from post, I think it's post 18 he's going to be breaking out of, it's Frankie Dettori. So Society Man's going to get a few of my dollars in the exotics as well, because he's got the greatest that ever did it. And I've been waiting for a year to see Frankie Dettori run in the Kentucky Derby again. And it's just great having him here in America racing, because he's just one of the best that's ever done it.
Sorry, I lost my headset there for a second. No, I agree with you. And you know, you play the jockey as much as you play the horse, right, George? And
Yeah, you do.
It's gonna be a fun one. It's gonna be a great day of racing tomorrow.
It is. I hope the rain holds off so that the turf races don't get compromised, because you can't run too many races in the rain on turf, because then the ground gets so cut up and it becomes dangerous for the horses. And there's a lot of great turf races the next 2 days, and you want to see them on the turf. You don't want to see them taken off the track and have a bunch of horses scratch because they don't want to run in the mud, that kind of thing. So hoping the rain holds off and that we can at least get a good track, if not a fast one tomorrow. But it's going to be a great race nonetheless. There have been some pretty memorable races in the mud at the Kentucky Derby that I've watched, and I'm probably going to go with Fierceness, just because that's my guy. Fierceness, he's been my guy since
there we go.
Since I saw him at Saratoga last year, and that's why we love Saratoga, because you get to some of the best 2-year-olds in the country run at Saratoga. Fierceness ran there last year. He's in this race. He's the favorite. Ways and Means was the most impressive filly I saw at Saratoga last summer. She's in the Oaks today. That's why we love it. But yeah, I'm going to go with Fierceness, but I am worried about the post and the potential of him to get to the front in a sensible pace, because it's probably going to get heated up a little bit.
That is everything you need to know right there. That is expert opinion. George, we always appreciate you calling in, especially when it's on topics I know nothing about. The audience thanks you, and enjoy the day today. Enjoy the day tomorrow. I know it's a big weekend for horse racing lovers.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Off you go. George Templeton. Always love hearing from George. I'll tell you what I thought of when I heard the mutter, the Seinfeld. His mother was a mutter. His father was a mutter. Uh-oh. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy on him.
The bug boy?
Yeah. The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born to slop. His father was a mutter. His father was a mutter. His mother was a mutter. His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
What did I just say? Yeah.
Hey. All right, 6... I love it. Kentucky Derby in the mud. It's going to be a great weekend for the race fans. As promised, we're giving out Wawa Gift Basket. Wawa celebrating 60 years of serving the community. Be the first caller right now, 833-804-0910. If you're the first caller right now, 833-804-0910, you win a Wawa Gift Basket. You get a shirt. You get a hat. You get a couple retro cups, a little... celebrate Wawa's 60th anniversary. If you're a Wawa fan, you got to have this. If you're not a Wawa fan, you'll enjoy it anyway. 833-804-0910. Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Friday morning! We've had ourselves a show so far. Thanks to George Templeton for calling in, giving the Kentucky Derby picks. I'll be giving my Kentucky Derby picks now as well. I think a lot of people have been waiting for this moment, and I'll be making my picks for what I like in this year's Kentucky Derby. I'm going to pick the Woodford Reserve. I like that. It's a higher price point, but it goes down smooth. Get some Jack Daniels. I'm going to pick Jack Daniels. Now, that's Tennessee whiskey. I know the race is in Kentucky. That's a little sacrilege. I get that. But at the end of the night, you just want something smooth, something you can put in the mixer. I'm going to take the Michter's Rye as my third pick, another Tennessee whiskey. That's my trifecta for the Kentucky Derby this year. So I'll be ready. You make a nice mint julep, or you can just sip on it. I don't care. Whatever you feel like doing. I love the Buffalo Trace if you can get your hands on it for a mint julep. That's why, you talk about long shot picks, right? I don't know if it'll come home for you or not, but I do love the Buffalo Trace if you're making the mint julep, grinding the mint. It's a little early in the growing season here. I don't know. I got to check the yard, see how much mint we have. We may not have enough mint for the homemade garden-grown mint julep. Might be a touch early on that. That's all right. You go to the grocery store. I won't judge. Get the pre-grown mint. I don't know where they grow it off somewhere. Get shipped. It's good. Those are my Kentucky Derby picks. If you want actual Kentucky Derby picks, George made those in the previous segment. Grab the Odyssey app. It's got the rewind button. Still has the rewind button. Always has. Always will. That's one of my favorite features of it as well. As we fly towards a big weekend in the world of sports. And sometimes you win. And in the NBA, I love the lineup of winners we got, especially in the East, where I think we're now flying towards Knicks Celtics. But sometimes you lose. And let's talk about a couple losers here. Let's start with, this is clip four here, because I held up the wrong number of fingers a second ago, because math is not my special. I was told there would be no math, to quote Gary Hess.
You've lied to me twice today.
No Gary today, so I am filling the role of person who is confused by numbers. Hey, this is why I'm not putting down any trifecta boxes tomorrow. I went with my guy, Steve Wino, who I name check a lot, Associated Press hockey writer up in D.C. He's a huge horse racing guy. We went down to Colonial Downs last year, and it was the last race of the day. He's got the form. He's like looking over the past results, the buyer numbers, the track lengths, the furlongs and the furlows.
Serious
and the
stuff.
All the things.
Words.
And he says, I like these two. Put them, so he goes up and he puts them in the box.
Okay.
It's a horse racing. Like that, it sounded impressive. Put them in the box.
Oh.
Okay, great. That means they can finish in any order if you put them in the box.
Oh.
So he puts them in the box.
Okay.
And he looks at the ticket and he goes, oh, shoot. But he didn't say shoot because he had set the wrong number.
No.
And I said, this is it. Like, you're the professional horse racing guy. You said the wrong number. You got the wrong ticket. That horse is about, like, the horse you didn't pick is about to win. It's a lock. So I went up there. I was like, I don't know anything. $10 on that horse to win. Finished last.
No. Where did his horse finish?
Not second.
Oh.
So double loser. Double loser to walk off. That happens. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you lose. Dame Lillard came from Portland to Milwaukee. Thought he was on a winner. Injuries strike. Giannis is out. And all of a sudden, Pacers are 4-2 winners in that series. Here's what the Bucks have to say. Here's star Dame Lillard on what he learned this season.
I think it was a roller coaster of a year. But I think for me personally, it was a year of growth more than anything. My first time being a part of a different organization than the Trailblazers, you know, after 11 years, picking up my life and, you know, being away from my family and away from my kids, you know, being traded so late into the summer, playing for multiple coaches, trying to find myself within, you know, a new dynamic, you know, a new team, a new organization, playing with another superstar player.
Then they bring in Doc Rivers midseason to coach. I mean, that was like, if the era of super teams is over, if big threes is kind of played out in the sense of having teams that are dominant compared to the rest of the pack, it sure felt like that was going to be the team that revived it this year. They didn't. Injury struck at an unfortunate time. It looked like maybe they could sneak past Indiana, see if they could get some magic rolling, but I don't think either of those teams can compete with the way the Knicks are rolling right now. Then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got the super teams that were wildly disappointing, including the Phoenix Suns. Now, you know me, I love a good bad owner, right? As long as it's not my team. We've got a live one in Phoenix. David Tepper, obviously, certainly your number one bad owner in the NFL right now, Carolina Panthers owner. That's not particularly close. Went into a bar on draft night that had a sign saying, please let the coach and GM make the pick this year, and had some talks with the owner about the sign. That's when you know he's got the title locked up in the NFL. Going to be very hard in the post-Dan Snyder era for anybody to be competitive with David Tepper. Everybody's got one. And look, you could say what you will about the Knicks, and there's a lot going on there in the Dolan family. My guy spent $2 billion building a big ball concert venue in Las Vegas, right? Like, just because he loves music. He's not a good owner. He's bad towards the fans. But in terms of just sheer bad ownership, I don't think you're touching Matt Ishbia. In Phoenix, because he has basically mortgaged away the team's whole future, throwing a bunch of money at a team that had a wildly disappointing season. Kevin Durant, wildly disappointing season. I don't even know that they have anywhere to go from here. That's all right, though. He will do his best to justify it.
Oh, it's extremely fixable. I mean, let's just be real, although this isn't a cool narrative and the national media really won't want to play it out there, but like, ask the other 29 GMs, 26 of them would trade their whole team for our whole team and our draft picks and everything as is. Like, the house is not on fire. We're in great position. It's not hard to fix. It's not like we're like, hey, we don't have enough talent to win a championship. We have enough talent to win a championship, right? Do we have enough continuity? Do we have time together? Like, there's a lot of things we can look at. Do we have, like, the right leadership in place? Do we have to add some little pieces around that? It's not like we don't have people that can score the ball, not that play defense and have one champ. Like, we have all the things. And so how fixable is it? And, I mean, if I read the media, I would think we have a lot of problems. But luckily, I get to spend time with, you know, the best players in the world, in my opinion, the best coaches, GMs, see, like, all these people, and I get to spend time with our people and say, we're in really great shape.
Yeah, sure. You've got, on paper, you're a great team. On paper, you got it all. You're also the sixth seed this year without battling a ton of adversity along the way. That's the sign, right? The Bucks have reasons and excuses, and the Bucks can say, look, if we'd had our top two players available, we certainly would have beaten Indiana, and we could have given the Knicks a run for their money. There's not much you can do about that. In Phoenix, though, you've got to convince yourself this fantasy basketball team you've built is somehow going to come together over the next year. That's a tougher road, right? I'm fascinated by, you know, you look at the seeds in the West. Phoenix was the six. Lakers were the seven. Curry was on the outside looking in at the end of the day. There was a lot of star power, a lot of talent at the bottom of that standings when the playoff announcements came out, and not a lot they can do. Now, I think the Lakers can still add another player. Not a lot the Suns can do except roll that back. He's learning. Our guy Matt's learning the Dan Snyder lesson. You can build the fantasy basketball team with your favorite guys and throw the money. It doesn't mean anything when they get on the court. Doesn't mean anything when they are... When the bullets start flying and the games matter. You need the chemistry, the cohesion, all the other things, as well. Let's go to the world of hockey because we got a great story brewing in the world of hockey.
Back to the point it comes. Liljegren at the right side into the slot area for Nylander. Nylander circles now, trying to make a play, works down the right wing boards, got a shot, he goes!
Eight o'clock Saturday night. Look, we were all hoping for Knicks Sixers. This is going to be just as good, I promise you. Bruins Maple Leafs. Here's what we've got. The Toronto Maple Leafs are, the Yankees of Canadian hockey. You either love them or you hate them. You feel very passionately about them, though. They haven't been in this spot in a while. They've got a roster that's a lot of fun. They've got some star players. They keep losing in the playoffs, though. They went down 3-1 to the Boston Bruins. Boston blew a 3-1 lead last year in the playoffs. This year, down up 3-1, the Leafs have won the last two. They've forced a game seven. So we're in Boston. Either Boston is going to shake their malaise here and win game seven and move on to the next round, or the Leafs are going to make an improbable run, and they've got the talent to keep running from there right after everybody had written their obituaries, right after everybody had finished shoveling dirt on the grave at 3-1. Whatever it is, it's going to be fascinating. And the Bruins have been the better team, but the Leafs have kept these games low scoring, waited for the breaks, waited for the goals, waited for things to go their way. 2-1 last night. Lots going on there out there in the world of the NHL, because you always have a lot of these series go the distance, even in the early rounds. They're so evenly matched. Also tonight, Vancouver Canucks have the chance to lock it up against the Nashville Predators. They are up 3-2 in their series. Dallas Stars will attempt to put an end to their series at 10 o'clock out in Vegas. They are up 3-2 on the Knights. Big night in Dallas because the Mavericks are at home looking to close things out against the Clippers as well. MP on the mic rolls on. When we come back, we've got Parney Time at 11:15, my chat with Kevin Sheehan at 11:30. Before we duck out, let's give away one more Wawa gift basket. Let's do it. I'm feeling in a generous mood today. Let's do it. 833-804-0910. Look, here's the deal. This is the last one. We've given out 10 Wawa gift baskets this week. You get a shirt, you get a hat, you get a couple of cups. Celebrating Wawa, serving the community for 60 years. Our friends at Wawa dropped off 10 gift baskets. This is the very last one. This is your very last chance to call 833-804-0910 and get a Wawa gift basket. Thanks to our friends at Wawa for making it a great week of giveaways. Thanks to you guys for making the show great. 833-804-0910. Back after this, you're listening to MP on the mic. This is 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM. And I'm here every day, right? I'm chatting with you guys every day. You guys make the show happen by being here every day. We appreciate it. We like returning the love. We appreciate our sponsors. Wawa came through big this week, right? Because it wasn't just like, hey, we want to yell at your listeners for a little while. It was 10 gift baskets. We gave away 10 Wawa gift baskets this week, which was super cool. If you won one, congratulations, and thank you for listening. If you didn't win one, thanks for listening. We appreciate having you along for the ride, and we'll do our best to line up more fun contests down the road, because we want to return the love, and we'll be out showing the love at TGI Fridays next Friday, so 7 days from today. It'll be a TGI Fridays doing the show live from West Broad Street. There will be mozzarella sticks. There will be potato skins. I'm an apps guy. Love a good app. I'm an apps guy. There's going to be apps at TGI Fridays. Some of your Odyssey friends will be down there. Restaurant opens at 11. We'll hang out after the show ends at noon as well. AWOD Radio will roll on, but we'll keep partying like it's Friday at TGI Fridays, because it is. Because it is Friday. In there, it's always Friday, and next Friday, it'll be Friday. Derby Bill has made his Derby pick. Now, Derby Bill makes actual Derby picks as well, but he was responding to my statement in the previous segment, my Derby picks, which were all bourbons. He has picked Knob Creek Smoked Maple. Derby Bill making his Derby pick here. Knob Creek Smoked Maple, we love it. If you want to make a Derby pick, Twitter, Michael P. in RVA. Hit us up, 833-804-0910. Make your Derby pick here this week. Woodford Reserve, that's a classic, right? He's got the Knob Creek Smoked Maple. Now, I usually don't get the flavored whiskeys. I was burned once by, what's the one with the peanut butter in it? The Screwball. I was burned by that once. Fireball, I kind of left that behind after college. But the Smoked Maple, that sounds classy. And Derby Bill's a classy guy. Maybe give that a chance during the Derby tomorrow. Out in the mud. His mother was a mutter. What did I just say? What did I just say? I love it. Hazel, a happy National Salad Month to you. Yeah.
Thank you.
National Salad Month. May.
Salads don't need a month.
No. Salads just need a couple days every now and then. After a big weekend, we need National Salad Rebound Day. The salad people conducted a nationwide poll. Would you like to guess what their favorite, what America's favorite dressings are?
Oh.
Yeah.
Blue cheese? I mean, ranch is number one.
I'm so glad you said that because I ride for blue cheese.
Blue cheese is great.
Blue cheese is great. Thank you for pointing that out. Blue cheese didn't make the top three. That just, you know.
What are we doing?
What are we doing, America? What are
this
we doing?
This is what our country has come to.
This is what it's
come to. Nobody's eating blue cheese anymore?
Nobody's eating blue cheese anymore. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Okay, ranch?
Ranch is, of course, number one, yes. Italian, number two.
Oh.
Caesar, number three. Mm. I'm anti-Caesar dressing.
Yeah.
I just find it to be actively not good. The average person throws out lettuce that has gone bad twice a month. Because they've bought it.
Yeah.
Because you're at the grocery store and it's green and especially they got the little sprayer, you know, making it look like they're growing it right there. I'm gonna make a good healthy choice today.
Right.
Then you're in the next aisle. You grab the Fritos and you're in the next aisle. The next thing you know, you're not eating the lettuce.
No.
Average American throws out lettuce
twice a month
because it's gone bad.
Wow.
They call this the Netflix problem. Back when Netflix mailed the DVDs to you, so back in the day, what they found was people would, you know, fill out their Netflix form and what they wanted emailed to them, and they would pick very highbrow movies. You know, they would pick like, you know, documentaries and, you know, big Oscar-winning picture style things. But then when it came to Friday night and they opened up their Netflix, what they actually wanted to watch was a rom-com or something blowing up or Sydney Sweeney or whatever people watch these days. But the disconnect was you had to pick when you're like, what kind of person am I? And then when it was time to watch not tonight. Like it's been a long week. Like I don't want to watch that at all. And so that was a big part of why they did the streaming. Because on the streaming, you just click the button, you watch it. They make the movies America wants to watch now and the shows America wants to watch, which is not highbrow. They've told
Love is Blind,
right? Yes, yeah. Yes, of course.
That's who I am.
Netflix has told their directors to make more content with an eye towards being people's second screen. Quote. So basically, you're looking at your phone, you're browsing your phone, and something's on in the background, right? You don't have to be dialed in, nothing too intense, no big plot lines, interweaving plot lines. Just something you can hang out and watch. Look, they get it. They get America. They know what America wants. They know. Kentucky Derby's a good pick for that, by the way, too. Unless you're a big horse guy or gal. Or, you know, America's into horses for one day a year. It's this day. One more hour, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. 11 o'clock Friday morning. What's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips, MP, on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. That was a heater from Stubb right there was what that was. Stubb produces AWOD Radio. You'll hear it next, 12 to 3, live and local. Stubb is a big movie guy, and he heard us talking about the Netflix thing, that Netflix is now asking directors to make second screen content, so movies and shows you can watch while you're on your phone doing other things, playing connections or whatever. And
Stubbs not happy.
No, he's not happy about that at all.
I believe his words were, the death of all I care about.
Those were his words. I understand you don't want to think on a Friday night after a long week. Get over it. Get over yourself. Sports is in a lot of ways the original second screen content.
Very true.
Like, Twitter, which is an absolute cesspool these days. Don't go there. Don't go near there. Still has good sports because it's the only social media that sorts by time. You can't watch sports and not sort by time. You watch what happens, then react to it live. That's why it's hanging in there. That's why it's surviving. We got ourselves a great hour for you. Here's what's going to happen. At 11:15, it's Parney time. Our guy Todd Parney Parnell of the Richmond Flying Squirrels drops by. You, of course, hear the squirrels right here on 910 The Fan every night. It's a situation right now in Akron for the Squirrels. The Akron Rubber Ducks have won 10 AA baseball games in a row, including taking the first three off of the Squirrels. So we got to turn that around tonight. John Michael Bertrand toes the rubber for the Squirrels tonight. And, of course, tomorrow and Sunday you'll hear Trey on the call from out in Akron. They're staying on the road. This is the rare double week roadie. When we chat with Trey next Tuesday, that's going to be a guy who spent a little bit of time on the road. We'll see how he's holding up. We'll also bring on Kevin Sheehan at 11:30, play my conversation with him that aired on our sister station in D.C., the Team 980, break down the Commanders draft, and a lot of other miscellaneous things. You'll love that. As we build towards Kentucky Derby Day tomorrow, it's Kentucky Oaks Day today, Kentucky Derby Day tomorrow, and it's going to rain in Louisville. It's going to rain at Churchill Downs, which can mean only one thing. It's time to hear from Cosmo Kramer.
Oh, yeah, it's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy?
Yeah. The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Really?
Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up.
Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Yeah. Hey.
All right,
I'll never not want to hear that before a muddy horse race.
Oh, that was a mudder.
What did I just say? I love it. Updating a story we told you about earlier this week, and if you want to hear about it, great news, we're on all major podcast platforms. You search MP on the mic, pull up past editions. The NCAA is in talks to settle these NIL lawsuits, and part of that settlement is that they would introduce revenue sharing into college sports. Right, all major pro sports have that. In the NFL, 48% of all the revenue becomes the salary cap, becomes the amount of money the players make. Similar agreements in the NBA, the NHL, baseball operates largely uncapped. They've got the luxury tax, right? So the number now, this is Pete Thamel at ESPN. He's been on this since the get-go. The number is $2.7 billion. The NCAA will foot the bill, not the schools. Now, I'm fascinated by this, right? They're not asking the schools to chip in on the settlement. That tells me this is a leverage play. If this is a 10-year payout, the NCAA remains yoked to the schools for 10 years. If they break away, they got to start paying the settlement. So this is everybody's at the table here, right? We got to pay the athletes. Everybody gets that. The number going forward is 22%. 22% of the revenue that collegiate athletes generate will come back to them in the form of payments. So, you know, that's less than the major sports. That's more than the zero they had for a long time. That's a tricky number for a school because the budget doesn't increase by 22% overnight. You got to find those savings somewhere. We'll see how schools get creative with coaches' contracts, with facilities, with things of that nature. Now, in Virginia, NIL's coming in-house. You'll be able to do the whole thing. Something else interesting from this article, though, which is they are expecting to require, this is football, expecting to require athletes to sign binding contracts for their NIL that include a commitment to play in any bowl games, that they can't opt out of bowl games. I'm fascinated by this because I think we all see in a 14-team playoff world, a 12-team, 16-team playoff world, whichever world we're going into, you're going to have a lot of people who, if they don't make the playoffs, don't want any part of this, right? You're going to have a lot of disappointed teams, because if four SEC teams make the playoffs, right, those four are not going to have opt-outs. You're going to play for a natty. The fifth and sixth best teams, I don't think they're going to be thrilled about going to the Tax Slayer Bowl, right? I don't, like, they shot for the playoffs, they missed. I don't think they're going to be thrilled about that. And now contractually obligated to play, which means you got to stay there through portal season as well. I'm intrigued by how this goes. I don't think it's wrong, though, to start tying NIL contracts to participation. And as I've said many times, and will say many more times on this radio program, I am all for long-term NIL, where a player commits to a school for 3 years or 4 years, can provide the certainty to both sides that you can develop them, that you can coach them, that you can do all those things with them. I think that's the necessary next step in the NIL world. We'll, of course, continue following that. The big news this week from the NFL is that Travis Kelce got a new contract. He's now the highest paid tight end. Here's Travis Kelce on his new deal with the Chiefs.
I'm so excited, and I'm so thankful to this organization for getting it done and making me feel appreciated and compensated the right way. And on top of that, I got to move the needle for the tight end room. You know, it's everyone else's job to go out there and keep making that tight end AAV number go up and up with every single contract that's better than mine and in the future. And I can't thank Kansas City enough, my agents, for keep knocking on that door to see if anything's available, knowing that I'm not a guy that sits out. I'm not a guy that holds out. I'm a guy that loves coming into the building, and the Chiefs know that. So for them to want to be able to get this done for me, knowing how much blood, sweat, and tears I put into this thing for them, I'm extremely grateful and extremely thankful for everybody involved, man. I love Kansas City for it.
I'm fascinated by the Travis Kelce contract because we've got a lot of things at play here. One is he deserves every penny of it. He was brutally underpaid last year at $12 million. Everybody can see that. He was the reason Patrick Mahomes was able to win the Super Bowl, because he provided him with that target, because he either took the defense's focus or he made the plays anyway. So he absolutely deserves every penny of this and was right to hold out for it. Would have been right to hold out for it. The Chiefs are not competing against other teams here or the market. And look, you know, Travis Kelce makes way more money outside of football than he makes in football. So does he need to get paid more by the Chiefs? No. The Chiefs aren't competing against the market, Travis Kelce going to another team, whatever it might be. They're competing against Travis Kelce leaving football, right? They're competing against him being like, yo, I make $12 million a year to get my head smashed in 60 times a day, 18 times a year, but I could make $100 million to go be on Amazon Thursday Night Football, right? So that's a decision you've got to make if you're Travis Kelce. So the money's not even as much about here's this money, you know, so you keep playing here. It's here's this money to show you we love you so you keep playing football, period. Now, I think everybody's all in here on year three, right? The three-peat, it's never been done before. You see the whole gang coming back lining up for that. If they don't win this year, though, if they do, you can see a scenario where he says, I've done everything I came to do here. It's time for me to go do bits with my older brother and throw my Super Bowl rings into vats of chili, because that pays better than actually playing football now. This is the referee problem, too. It pays more to be the referee analyst than to be the actual referee. And you get to second-guess the referees. Better gig, too. Less head damage. You know, let's go throw the Super Bowl rings and bowls of chili. Sounds a whole lot better than let's go bang our head against another human being at full speed several times a year. That's what he's going against here. All right, when we come back, Parney time. We love our guy Parney, Richmond Flying Squirrels. Have a little Parney time every Friday. I'm told we've done three Parney times. This is the third. I'm told that this will be the third different state we've talked to Parney in. That's an adventure, man. Parney time's always an adventure. You never know what's going to happen during Parney time. You also know it's going to be a great chat with Kevin Sheehan when we chat Commanders later in the hour. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.